Get up with Carly and Lakey on Hit CQ.
How soon can you say I love you? You're a month in.
I'm unapologetic about that. I mean, 7 years down the track, I'm still very happy with that decision.
Yeah.
You think it's a little early, and you were very vocal about that yesterday. You said that is way too early to be saying that.
It's a little trigger happy. I mean,
I love
that
you
sort of
have to leave the starting line at some point.
Like, yeah, I know. I love that you wore your heart on your sleeve, but I must admit that even if I felt that undying love after a month, I'd probably hold off.
Oh, look, I'll be honest. I was a little licked up when I said it, and I think that's what helped, you know, helped the words come out.
Yeah. Taking your calls this morning. Brandon, how are you?
Good, yourself, mate?
Yeah, good. Now, Brandon, how soon do you say I love you?
Well, I didn't say it first, but I was going to. I was thinking about it. My girlfriend actually said it first after 3 days.
Ooh, that is very early.
And you were thinking about it at the 3 day mark as well?
Yeah, I was. We talked a lot and clicked very well.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of nice. Are you still together?
Yes, this was 5 years ago.
Oh, when you know, you know. That's so nice.
Maybe it's more to do with, like, hours that you accrue with each other. Because this was this a solid 3 days? You weren't just meeting up for coffee for, like, 30 minutes each day, were you? Because that'd be weird.
No. Yeah. We were constantly talking.
Yeah.
Basically let all our feelings go and opened up to each other, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and it worked out for the better. Thank you.
Yeah, it did.
Tanya, on 13, 12, 16, how soon can you say I love you?
How are you, mate?
Yeah, ooh, yeah, pretty good, Tanya.
Oh, calm down over there.
I love you. How soon?
So, my story is my husband said to me at 4 months into our relationship, "Do you love me?" And I was looking at him thinking, no. So I said, yes, I love you. And I said, "Do you love me?" And he went, no. Nah.
Wait, you said husband. How do you get from that to husband?
Oh, he's awesome. He's the funniest guy you ever meet.
Oh, so he's having a lull.
So anyway, it was about 6 months before we actually really said we love each other.
Wow, yeah. That's a long time.
We had a couple of dress rehearsals, a couple of back and forths. Both playing very hard to get. Thanks. Glad you're in love now. Dylan on 13, 12, 16. How soon do you say I love you?
Well, I'm actually in the car with my partner right now, and I thought no better way to tell her. Then over the radio.
No!
Hang on, Dylan. So you haven't said it yet? You haven't said it before?
No, not in this relationship.
Oh, Dylan. My God.
What's her name?
Sharon.
Okay. Sharon. Dylan, Sharon, you're live on the air with Carly and Lakey. Do your thing.
Sharon, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say to you that I love you. She's in a little bit of a scare at the moment. She doesn't really want to stop driving.
Okay. Did she say anything in return?
She's mouthed it back, yes.
Are you sure?
Always a good sign when you mouth it back.
What if she was saying my left shoe?
Sharon!
Sharon, we need confirmation
on the air.
Get a verbal,
I love you. Come on.
Come on, Sharon, do it.
Okay. No, she's too shy. She's not camera shy on me.
Oh, God. Well, love your tenacity, Dylan. All right, well, keep us updated on that. Give us a call when she finally says it. Any time from now until, I don't know, 6 months down the track. Best of luck with it. Best of luck. Our State of Origin rap battle. Mm-hmm. Game three, the decider. If you missed 3 weeks ago, prior to the match on the Wednesday night, we both spat fat beats over the mic and in what can only be described as a trouncing to me lyrically.
Oh, please.
And rhythmically, I wiped your butt clean. Actually, I wiped the floor with your butt.
Wow, you're off to a great start. Lakey, the reason why I hold so much regard for this rap battle, this pre-game rap battle, is because I am flying the Blues flag in enemy territory. This is going out to the whole of Central Queensland. I feel the weight of the New South Wales team on my shoulders here. So I put a lot of time and a lot of effort.
You did like 2.5 hours yesterday on the pad and pen. And yeah. I caught you Googling. You're on rhymezone.com. All I saw was words that rhyme with fetish. So I'm expecting something in there with that.
Okay. So, well, maybe you've caught me out, I'm not sure. But we do need someone to actually judge this thing, because obviously we're very biased.
Yeah, yeah. Someone of neutral territory, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we didn't manage to get that. Last time we had Nathan from The Office. Now, he's a Blues supporter, but he did give it to you, to be fair. Now, Russ, my boyfriend, just so happened to drop my lunch off, and so we've kind of roped him into doing it, but he did actually show up wearing the right colours this morning.
Yeah, can I just say, you've got your boyfriend judging, who is in a New South Wales jersey and ready to go, but you have listened to a lot of rap music in your time, Russell.
I have.
So you know all about, you know, how you set up a verse, pros, barbs that are thrown in the rap games?
This is true.
Okay, you have to be unbiased this morning.
Oh,
okay.
Well, Russell, now don't forget, New South Wales, your girlfriend of 7 years. Keep that all in mind.
Yes. You did get owned last time, though.
Okay, let's calm down. Let's calm down.
His radar's on. Carly, you ready to spit your fat
beats?
Oh,
yeah, I am.
Here we go.
CPO, here we go. Hey, Aaron Woods, wannabe, you better listen up, because I'm going to tell you a good story. Playing on your home turf ain't going to save you this time. It's time to admit that maybe you've already hit that prime. Without JP, you guys got nothing, and it's time to stop the bluffing. Because come game three, you'll be left looking nothing like a bunch of flame trees. You already got that maroon blush about yous. Is it too early to hand out the Kleenex vouchers? Because we ain't gonna go easy on you, and soon that maroon face will be turning blue. It's cane toad hunting season, and the best way to do it is to leave you freezing. The blue chill is in town, and this time you're all going down. Now, Lakey, I get it, you got the JT fetish, but it's time to let go, cause he left you. But you can always come and wear the beautiful blue.
What?
What?
Oh, no.
What?
You tell me on rhymezone.com.
Hey, I own you now, Lakey. Simmer down. I think that is what you call purchasing. Ring it up, because I now own you.
Oh,
ring it up.
God.
What do you think, Russ?
It was much more aggressive than last time.
A lot of angst built up over the last 3 weeks.
Oh, Lakey, you got a battle on your hands. How you feeling after hearing that?
Quietly confident.
Oh, please.
Quietly confident. Oh, God. Time to do it again. Time to put you back in your box, Sipo. Your glass box. Ain't looking good for you. Time to mark your rap. Your rhymes, they were poor, and your lyrics, they were miserable. You lacked timing and flow and the correct amount of syllables. Cause Sipo, if you want to do this rap game on primetime, listeners, yesterday I caught Carly Googling how to rhyme. 3 weeks ago I said we'll come back and win, that's what I told ya. Thurston managed to beat you playing with half a bloody shoulder. Carly, if I were you, well, I'd pray to merry heavens. Cause our squad is so strong, we knocked back Jerry Evans. Just admit, little rhymer, we're a team full of fighters. We're custom designed to smash you in origin deciders. Our players have more skill, and you can't deny they're fitter. And get a New South Wales sponsor. Stop using Victoria Bitter. Because just like your baby blues, girl, you need a Hail Mary. I understand that playing at Suncorp can be a little scary. We're the scariest team you've seen. We're scarier than the rest. Actually, we're not quite as scary as Aaron Woods' hairy chest.
Oh!
Take it out. Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
Wow.
Drop it and don't pick it back up after that.
Pick it back
disgrace.
Up.
Disgrace.
Go another. All right. Go another line.
Russ, no, I think that was fair. I think I brought the A game now. Like, I'm feeling confident about this, Russell.
Yeah, but Lake Dog's got he's got a bit of the sort of 360 vibe going. You know, it's.
What about Sipo? What's my vibe?
Lake Dog 720.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Lake Dog 720.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it hurts to say, but I think he's got your beat.
Oh. No.
Russell, thank you very much. You will be staying at mine tonight.
Exactly
look at
right.
Carly and Lakey, a.k.a. MC DJ Slow Roaster, rapidly gaining respect in the rap game from all his rap peers with his lyricisms, heavy barbs, sweet bars and cutting drops that I've performed over the last couple of weeks every Wednesday in the lead-up to State of Origin. You would rap for the New South Wales side, I'd rap for Queensland side, and came up, you know, cream roast at the top. That's all I'll say.
I'll be honest, Slakey, I do often sink to the bottom. I wasn't surprised. Actually, you know what? I wasn't surprised I lost to you. Credit where credit's due, okay? This could be your calling.
Oh, wow.
Now, this actually pains me to say, but you actually have won fair and square with the rap battles. And you know what? It has gone on to have repercussions greater than I could have ever imagined. Oh, you won rap battle 2, which then, of course, Queensland went on to win game 2.
Mm-hmm.
You won yesterday, which, of course, kind of gave the Queenslanders the pep talk that they needed pre-game to go on to win. So, you know what, Blues supporters, if you want to, you know, lay the blame on me, I'm going to have to cop it, just like we're going to have to cop this victory rap.
And this was the agreement. The winner of the series got to rap 1 minute on the mic, no reply from the opposition. New South Wales supporters, turn your radio down now. Queensland, turn it up.
Yo. This is DJ Slow Roaster. Shout out to my man Valentine Holmes.
JT.
Well, wasn't it a stadium full of Maroon last night? New South Wales supporters couldn't afford a second flight. Absolute domination and tries we had aplenty. I don't think the Blues have even heard of a 40-20. Holmes came along and he burst your blue bubble. Even the Hayne plane had reported some engine trouble. And what the hell is with that chunky Andrew Fifita? He looks like the kind of guy that could eat the purple people eater. Perfect skills and passes, the crowd they were admiring. Slater, Smith and Cronk, well, they were all firing. Queensland champs and legends, they were awe-inspiring. Most of New South Wales, they are probably retiring. 24 hours ago, you were rapping, we were scoffing. Can we accept now, Carly, this is the nail in the coffin? So I'm sorry, Carly Porch, but your Blues lack skill and flair. And this last one for Aaron Woods, have a shave and cut your hair.
Oh, man. That does hurt.
Carly actually out of the studio right now because for the past 2 weeks I've been trying to get back into her good books. It all happened at a trivia night raffle. She won a $100 hair voucher. I got a little excited, traded it for a Steve Waugh memorabilia poster, then got even more excited and actually got scammed into a timeshare. So we lost a lot of value and I've slowly been trading back up to things of worth. And so far at the moment, we've got a $150 Dance Kicks dance voucher, which is essentially 10 weeks of dance classes. One might argue that that is better than a $100 hair voucher. And I put it out to the people all week. Central Queensland, you guys have been awesome. Carly's out of the room, but I've got someone on the line this morning. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning.
Now, if you just hang there for a second, I love the deal that we've been liaising online, and I'm just going to go grab Carly, and then we can let her know the good news.
Okay.
Carly.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're back in the room.
Yeah.
I've been liaising with Hayley. Well, morning, Hayley. Carly's on the mics now as well.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now,
I'm nervous.
Hayley, it's all come down to this. What I said yesterday, today is the last day for deals. I'm all dealed out. I'm going into retirement.
Right.
Let's just remember the original $100 hair voucher and how annoyed you were, Carly, about losing that. You said, hey, I've got split ends.
I
could really do with a $100 hair voucher.
Yes,
and
I could have.
I apologised. I did what I could. And I said, trust me, mate. I'll get something back for us. Hayley, do you want to explain to Carly what this final deal will be? And I can trade you my $150 Dance Kicks dance class voucher.
Oh, so it's already done?
Yeah, it's already done.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
Well, this will be interesting. For.
This is it.
No worries, Carly. Well, what we've got on offer for you, the full value is actually $240. It's called our Uber Hair Blowout and Bubbles Package. It's 4 weeks of appointments, so one appointment each week, which consists of a nourishing hair treatment, an extra long scalp massage, a blowout of your choice, so super straight, you might want some glam waves, a bouncy blow dry. You get to enjoy a little piccolo of rosé bubbles, unlimited espresso, glossy magazines, and then, of course, walks out looking and feeling great. So you'll have 4 appointments. One appointment each week is what is on offer.
I think the key words here, I've traded from a $100 hair voucher to a total value $240 hair voucher.
for Uber hair blowouts right. and bubbles package.
This is everything. This is better than the original. Lakey, you have outdone yourself.
It's a $140 increase.
Oh.
140%.
Oh, my God. I am so excited that I can drink wine and get a blowout. This is going to be amazing.
Yes, it's a lovely little offer.
Well, we've taken it. We've definitely taken
it. We've done the deal.
Okay, I'll sign whatever I need to sign. Lakey,
it's a momentous day.
Oh, you've totally come through
it's
with this.
It's a momentous day on the trading floor. Thank you so much, Hayley. Thank
no
you.
No worries, guys.
For your business. And I will give you the Dance Kicks voucher in return for this $240.
Wow.
We've traded up this last 2 weeks.
You've come through with the goods.
Time for a Feel Good Friday feel.
Carly's Feel Good Friday.
Oh, this one is an excellent tale. Literally. it's already started.
Everyone is immediately in their car going, oh, God, Carly's talking about dogs again. Surprising twist this morning, guys.
Plot twist. It's actually about cats, and this is going to totally warm your heart this morning. And joining us right now to tell us the amazing story of her beautiful reunion with her long-lost cat is Kay-san. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a bit of a serious situation when your cat Bludger went missing.
I did. My 11-month-old third child, best cat in the world, disappeared, just vanished one day, and I didn't know where he was, what he was doing, and I looked for assistance throughout our whole community to try and find him when he went missing, and the struggle was real. It was a very long, long, long time of no sight or sound of where he possibly was.
How old was Bludger when he went missing?
He was 11 months old.
Oh, so he would have been a kitten still, really?
Yeah, still a baby.
Now, when you talk about this search, I think you're underplaying it. So this lasted well over a year. You put on hold moving of a house just in case he ever returned
back
to that house. You put out posters. You cast the net really wide.
I crawled through dreams. I slept outside for a month.
What?
I camped outside. I looked everywhere. I had posters and flyers mailbox to mailbox throughout the whole of Moolumbin and Lammermoor and Yeprine, and everyone knew. It was all over Facebook and it was all through our community pages, and everyone knew who he was and where he came from and who was looking for him, but unfortunately no one actually knew where he was.
And then there was a plot
twist.
And
then there was a lack of hope when I seen what looked to be him on the Rockhampton Pound Facebook site, and I contacted them in hope that I could view this cat that looked a spitting image of mine, and he wasn't there, which was devastating, and they couldn't give me any information whatsoever, no matter how much I pleaded and asked and tried to find where he'd gone or who had taken him. And I was certain it was Bludger. I was like, it's got to be him. There's no other cat that looks like him. So I turned to the Yeprine family's community page and put up a post wondering if anyone had taken him in or adopted him or if he'd gone to a refuge or rescue team, if any of them had had him. And they found him. They located him to a beautiful refuge down in Yandina in Sunshine Coast.
Wow.
And somebody there had rescued him from the kill list at Rockhampton Pound. And then I begged her, basically, if I got in the car and drove straight down, if she'd hold him overnight before adopting him out. She then looked up our story and had seen that I had searched drastically for this cat. And so she was like, yep, I actually think this could be a Bludger. So I drove down and she was amazing. And instantly I knew and he knew. And Bludger just came straight to me and it was just... Oh, it was beautiful. It was absolutely, could make me cry. It was so nice to see him and see that he was still the same and he was safe and he was well and happy. And
Kay-san, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bludger, he looks like he's grown well out of his kitten skin by now. And wherever he was over that 11 months, he was eating well.
The difference is definitely he's huge. He's
this
beautiful fluffy kitten. He's come home as this huge fat cat that...
This has just been such a heartwarming story. And you know what? I think, Kay-san, you might give hope to a few people out there listening this morning that have maybe lost a pet along the way to never give up hope. And also, just I think this also reinstates that we need to microchip.
Yes.
But microchipping is huge. That's my biggest mistake. I had an indoor cat and I thought, no, he'll never get out.
Yeah.
He'll never go anywhere. Without a microchip, you can't find your cat. You can't, they can't be located back to who owns them. And that makes it really, really difficult. So definitely, definitely don't do what I've done.
Oh, well, I'm so happy that it's a happy ending for you and Bludger. Yes, what a beautiful story.
I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful to everyone. Our community is amazing. We live in an amazing place where everyone is so willing to help.
Get up with Carly and Lakey on Hit CQ.